For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother, come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just...
Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
I don't know where we are.
Dodger Stadium.
We're at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Big game last night. Big loss.
Still going on, isn't it?
Yeah, still going. At some point, you know, Vince Scully must be like, I'm out. Is there a certain inning where he's like, I can't do it anymore? And he sits there.
When his colostomy bag fills up?
Yeah. Oh, dude, disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Come out of the gate.
This is Vince Scully land right here.
I'm just fucking with you.
All right. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We got an all-star lineup here today. Jason Tebow's out doing some personal business, got a big gig, so he can't make it today. And who knows where Ari is. He's in New York City. And since our phone lines are down, wouldn't even work anyway. So I filled in with some amazing people. He is our hockey league correspondent. His hockey podcast, Puck Off.
Yes.
It's featured on punchdrunksports.com. Welcome back to the show, Joe Bartnick, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sammy.
And joining us for the first time, a very close friend of mine, one of the most popular podcasts out there, award-winning podcast.
Yeah, baby.
It's the real deal. I've done it before. It's one of my favorite podcasts. Not only do, but listen to. Please give it up for Ryan Sickler from the Crab Feast, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
So I got from the Crab Feast, Ryan Sickler.
Thank you. That's all right. Either way, it works.
Have you ever done a show where, like, the host says your name, then your credits?
I'm trying to think. I'm sure I
have.
And
it really F's the flow up of the intro.
Every amateur host does that.
Yeah.
Right. Every time you're just on a show that isn't a comedy show. Like,
Next up is Sam Tripoli. He's been on HBO, Showtime. And people are like, they don't know when to clap.
You ever do one back in the day when somebody would be like, you're next? And then they'd go up and they'd be like, you've seen this next guy on HBO, MTV. And you're like, it's not me. But then they call you anyway. You're like, this motherfucker's lying on credit.
I got real credits.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I earned that shit. One time I was in New York City and, you know, because I'm from L.A., if I'm not personal friends with the people, the comics, they automatically hate me because I'm from Los Angeles, which means I'm a fake comic.
Do you think so?
That's what a lot.
I didn't feel that in New York this summer.
Yeah, but you don't come off as an L.A. comic.
Exactly, because I'm 70 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
No, you're not from L.A. Where are you from?
Yeah, but you got, like, chiseled fat. Like, you're like a built fat
You're like
dude.
Ripped fat, man.
Yeah,
ripped,
dude, you're ripped a ripped fat guy.
Thank you.
I'm just a fat guy.
No, you lost some weight. Not
yeah,
to
I
sit
did.
Here and be gay.
I did. What's that?
Not to sit here and be gay, but you lost some weight.
Thanks, bud. Okay. I got more. But anyways, let me go back. So I'm doing the show, and this host will not do my credits right. She just is purposely butchering the credits, man. And after the first show I posted, I go, listen, man, have you been on a TV show? She goes, no. But when you get on one, it's going to mean a lot to you, right? She's like, yeah. So, like, wouldn't you be upset if, like, the host purposely butchered your credits that you bust your ass to get on? She's like, yeah. And the whole rest of the time, she gave me my credits. She did my credits right. But it's just like, yeah. When I go to New York, I don't tell them I'm from L.A. I tell them I'm from Vegas. It's a completely different energy when they introduce you. If you're from L.A., everyone's a boo, which is so weird because, like, it's almost your joke about San Francisco. You know, it's like San Francisco hates L.A. L.A. doesn't even think about San Francisco.
Yeah,
doesn't
even know we're involved in that.
It's like Pittsburgh and Cleveland. People in Pittsburgh are like, yeah, I've been to the lake. It's nice.
Yeah.
They don't know, like, oh, yeah, but we've never won a game against you fucking assholes.
Yeah, right? So it's like New York City hates us, but we really don't care.
Yeah, we're like, it's sunny. We like the subway.
I didn't, when I went to San Francisco, they called. They were like, you're an Angeleno. And I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. Yeah. Like, it was this whole beef that I wasn't aware that I was part of. And I was like, that's all. That's your shit, man.
They really that's hate L.A.
Shit. They do.
San Francisco for, like, really no reason.
No, it's because there's shiny, happy, good-looking people here.
Good-looking people is the opportunity. When I used to leave from San Francisco and go around the country, I'd be like, wow, there's hot chicks in Albuquerque. Or there's hot chicks in whatever, Chicago. There's hot chicks in Chicago. But then after living here, I'm like, God damn, I was wrong. They're just hot coming from San Francisco where it's sweater season for 12 months a year.
Well, there's a couple cities where you're like, wow, this city can bang with L.A. Like, San Diego's like that. You're like, whoa.
San Diego's even better
San
than
Diego's
L.A.
San Diego's better.
Yeah. Right?
No doubt.
Chicks without attitudes.
Dallas is nice, too. Dallas has got
Dallas
some hot chicks,
nice.
Too.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's a great
exactly.
question. Where are the white,
where are
women,
the white
at?
Women at?
There's some hot Mexicans down there, too, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes a city hot when they got all the – because Mexicans, they might get a little fat, but they don't get like just – like Salt Lake City, when you're in that, you're stuck in that airport,
well,
it's just
Samoans.
Like blobs of fat coming at you in sweatshirts. It's like a video game, just blah, 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 just white pieces of shit coming
at you.
You
know what it comes down to?
Like old dried up dogs.
Yeah.
The divorce rate. If women know that there's a chance at around 50% in that area they're going to get divorced, they'll keep working out. But if everyone's married for life, they just give the fuck
so
up.
So if they get the short haircut and let themselves go,
yeah.
they know they're in it.
Yeah.
They're in for life. That's
it.
Your theory? I like it. There might be some real truth.
You know?
I just cut all my hair off. Like, oh, you're staying married
no.
forever, huh?
It's the weather, too. It's the weather. If you can get away with wearing a sweater or a sweatshirt like 9 months a year, you're going to just suck it up. You're chubby the other three
yeah.
and just make an excuse
yeah.
for it.
It actually feels good to work out out here in the sun.
Like, I need to start working out
on the
out
East Coast,
more.
Man, when it was winter and it was 4 degrees, I was like, I don't even want to go grocery shopping. Like, fuck working out. Fuck that.
I just like walking cities. Then I feel like I've worked out. Like, I walked to the bar. Yeah, I got a little workout in. Driving.
You know who's got a great city for chicks? Phoenix.
Yeah, you're
There's
right.
There's so many hot cougars out there. And there's so many hot chicks.
College girls, too. I mean,
yeah,
actually everyone out there.
Snatch.
Yeah, 20, 30, 40, 50, all of it looks
And
good
it's so funny because in Phoenix, they embrace the phrase cougar. They
yeah.
actually, like, love it. They're like, yeah, I'm a cougar.
And they're 70 and they're still hot. It's like they're beef
70,
jerky.
70, he jumped.
They don't look bad. They don't look bad at 60.
Dude, I'm telling
they don't
you.
Look, Phoenix chicks do not look bad at 60.
I would have thrown a bang into Joan Rivers. I would have.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. I would. I mean, like, dude, I would stab Betty White to fuck Joan Rivers. That's how hot. Betty White looked like a hot garbage compared to fucking.
You could kill Betty White with, like, a spork. Didn't even need anything sharp. Just kind of, like, just. You know,
I've said it before. People have asked me, would I have sex with a senior citizen? And my answer has always been no. However, I want to say it's Sophia Loren. In
That's
the
always
first,
my go-to.
First Grumpy Old Men or second one, whatever one she's in. And she's like 66 in that movie. And I would definitely have done that.
Raquel Welch is the
or
one.
Or is it Raquel? Who's in Grumpy Old Men? I can't remember.
Not Raquel
Welch. I think it's Sophia Loren.
Man,
yeah.
That woman was smoking hot till 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still
beyond
pretty
that.
Hot.
Beyond that.
I yeah. would throw a bang in. Okay, real quick.
Tina Turner's still pretty decent.
Oh, you're
pretty
going crazy
decent,
there.
Oh, I haven't seen her in 10 years. She's over the barrel.
She's black,
like
so don't crack.
Yeah,
she probably looks
look
exactly
good.
The same.
Yeah.
Like, Obama has aged the least out of all the presidents, but he's still aged.
He definitely aged.
But
he looks old.
That really
yeah,
tests the
gray,
black don't
yeah,
crack.
It looks like he played in the That's Negro leagues now. He got aged riding the buses.
All right, guys, real quick. Proud to announce Punch Drunk is re-upped with our good friends at BetDSI. That's right, BetDSI. Go to
Hooray!
Yeah, man, we're up for another 2 months. So use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get $10 betting cash plus... man, you get all the great lines of the UFC fights coming up. I don't know if you guys are UFC fight fans. Are you? Cool.
I'm not a mega fan, but I do like the UFC.
We'll talk a little about it. So go check it out, man. They're very cool. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. Plus, we're going to start doing a brand new video game series with them. So we're real excited. We're back in bed with BetDSI. Check them out. Punch Drunk. use the promo code. Also, go to punchdrunksports.com. You can see blogs by our good friend Joe Bartnick, his podcast, Puck Off, and you can also click the coffee, Caveman Coffee banner, and get 10% off. Just use Punch Drunk Sports promo code for that one. And obviously, the Amazon links have been seeing that you guys are buying. We really appreciate it. I know you guys move a lot on Amazon links.
Our fans are good to us. Yes, if you're listening or watching, it is a free way to help support your favorite podcast. That's all it is. If you don't want to donate, you don't want to buy their merch, you don't want to whatever, then just do your shopping through Amazon.
Super. Yeah, it's great. So very excited.
At thecrabfeast.com.
Punch. You're an asshole. What a dick. Probably you will get it, actually. They'll be like, fuck yeah, we'll check out yours. But check out punchdrunksports.com. I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen stories break on Punch Drunk Sports before they break on other websites.
I think I've broken a couple.
Yeah, so
in the day, maybe 5 sites ago.
It's
yeah, no, seriously though.
Have you seen the new one? The new website?
I think so.
Dude, so have you set up an account and blogged at all?
Yeah, I put up a great article that actually got picked up on like 3 other sites. Your site is like people take my stuff from your site. Your site gets me traffic.
Dude, it's a they legit share it, huh? Badass.
That's why I make sure I put up yours. It goes to yours first, then my site second, and then all the other feeder systems. They love it. I mean, I take it seriously because I take Puck Off seriously, and it's great because then I go to like hockey towns, and most of the people that come to see me are like, we love Puck Off. So it gets me invigorated.
I told you that was going to happen. I was like, because when I started doing this podcast, I'm like, I got to learn more about, like, not just the sports I love, the sports I don't love. So I was going through, like, Stitcher and all that, and I was, like, looking for a good hockey podcast, and there was none. And I was like, dude, you should do one.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going great.
Knock on wood, it's going good.
So let's get into some fun. What's going on in your life? Is anything cool?
I mean, sports related, I'm fucking fired up to have the Orioles.
Can I just say one thing before we get into sports? I live right next to the Hollywood Bowl, and last night was Lil Wayne, what's the rapper from Drake? Oh, Lil Wayne Drake concert.
Yeah, boy!
The most chaos I've ever seen in my life at the Bowl. And dude, nothing but gorgeous, hot garbage walking around. I mean, just gorgeous, hot smoking hot chicks. This one chick was so drunk, she passed out in my neighbor's garage.
Come on. Wandered off and passed out there.
And just so let this smoking hot girl just wander off drunk and no one sent out a fucking a retrieval group or anything like that. But smoking hot. And like nothing turns me off more than someone who's a fan of Lil Wayne.
Was it, can you hear it from your place?
Oh, yeah, if you want to. Some concerts are better than others, but, yeah.
You live in the Hollywood Bowl, practically.
Dude.
I've been to your place.
I pretty much live on the fourth tier of the parking. Yeah.
And you can see in?
Yeah, I mean, I can go up there all the time, and they give us free tickets if we want to go to certain shows.
Oh, that's nice.
I wanted to go to the Nine Inch Nails Soundgarden show, but I was out of town.
Soundgarden's amazing.
I haven't seen, the last time I saw Soundgarden was Lollapalooza, like 89, I think, on acid. Fuck up. I have a great story I want to tell on your podcast.
I'll show you a Lollapalooza one right now with you.
What is it?
I was living here at the time. I flew back. I was in college here, and I flew back for the summer to Maryland, and we had tickets to Lollapalooza in Charleston, West Virginia is where they were coming. And it was supposed to be Nirvana headlining, but Kurt Cobain just had killed himself, so Smashing Pumpkins stepped in.
Oh!
And it was Tribe Called Quest. I think Beastie Boys might have been at that one too. It was a really fucking good one. But my brother and a friend, I was dating this girl at the time, and they were smoking a joint off to the side. She's like, hey, can I have a hit of that? And they're like, yeah. So they give it to her, and she hits it. And then I'm over here still talking, and a friend of hers hits it, and he's like, whoa, that tastes funny. And they're like, they're like, you don't know? And they're like, he's like, no what? And it was dipped in PCP.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, what the fuck? And so my girlfriend at the time, just within 5 minutes, just starts freaking the fuck out. And we were walking in to the festival. Like, we just got there. This was in the parking lot. And she fucking freaked out for a while and then finally passed out, missed, I mean, everything.
You are freaking out, man.
Freaking out. Missed every fucking thing. And when she got up, she was a skinny, beautiful chick. She ate like I've never seen, like a hostage. I've never seen anybody eat like this. It was, I was like, I told my brother, I'm like, you're paying. You're fucking paying, man. It was like pitas and pizza and cheeseburger. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, well, we thought she knew. I was like, why would anyone?
Hold on. It was your brother?
Yeah, my brother. Joy? Yeah, he and a friend had gotten one from someone. They were like, let's just try this and see what happens.
Why would you? It's so
why would you not tell some? Why would you also assume that anyone would just think that was not weed? We dipped in pizza. Right. We thought everybody knew. I'm like, wow, why?
Why would everybody know?
No one else was in the know.
It didn't have the colored ring for PCP.
PCP, it sounds like an episode of Chips.
Dude, it smells it smells different instantly. I mean, I watched her just change and then fucking face down, pass out, just kept her covered up, monitored her all day.
And you ruined water. You should have paid for your tickets, too.
Well, he did ruin that, but he had to pay for the food. That food was like $100 and some.
Oh, yeah.
He just couldn't stop eating. And at festival fucking prices, it was an arm and a fucking leg. Dude. And Lollapalooza prices.
I was just destroyed at the Wiltern. It was when I had pneumonia. And I found out from a Russian doc. I found out from my weed doctor I had pneumonia. Remember? I had pneumonia.
You came and did the naughty show, and we were doing what were we doing? The roast?
The second roast. The first roast was amazing. Of course, it was like Wilt's 100 game. No one saw it. I destroyed. I did 2 hours of destroying. You're like, hey, we lost the tape. You want to come back when everyone's already
We've
heard
been
the jokes?
In some interesting studios. It was funny. And then you were just having a heart attack, and I thought you were dying.
Because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the beginning of my pneumonia. And I think I got it completely because I walked to a strip club in Fargo at negative 40 degrees.
Jesus. Are you fucking serious?
I was so bored. You ever been in Fargo in January? Like, no. I was so, I'm walking the four blocks. And I did. It was so cold, even colder in Bismarck, that I had a Chevy. Wasn't like a little Asian car. I had a Chevy like Impala. I had 7 layers of clothes on. The heat turned all the way up, and I still wasn't really warm outside. I still had my gloves on in the car.
Still shaking like that too?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like so that for video. Video. Because you're at an age that why would you walk that far to go to a strip club?
That's how people die.
Yeah,
like, that's how it goes down. Like,
here's the beauty of that:
drop dead.
The only strip club I've never spent a dollar in. I didn't.
You probably
spend,
couldn't get your wallet out of your pocket.
I literally, I got caught because man. The owner loved the show and just come down. So I got caught in
here.
And literally, I just didn't. I sat like I didn't sit at the salad bar. I sat like one back.
Salad bar.
And I just was like, none of these girls. they have some chipped ham.
Chipped ham. He's got out in the negative 40 degree weather. Where's your chipped ham and salad bar? That is so not the food I'd want to eat after coming in out of negative
40. No,
you guys got chipped ham? We do. As a matter of fact, we do.
No, I was using the salad bar as a euphemism. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got chipped ham?
Chip chopped ham.
Oh,
love
my
that
God.
Shit.
See, I'm at an age where like they're like, hey, dude, let's watch 3 blocks to strip. I'm like, hell no. I've seen enough snatch in my day. I don't need to walk 3 blocks in 4-degree weather.
Well, if you have no booze in your hotel room and no weed, how am I going to – I'm never going to fall asleep.
It's true.
Dude, I'm never – you know what cable's like in Fargo? Like I'm watching like, dude, it's the fuck –
Three different Fox News.
I was tired of jerking off. Like, you know, I had to go
tired
somewhere.
Tired of it.
Yeah. You know, you're just tired of it. You ever try to jerk off in Canada? Like, even the news people aren't that attractive.
I don't know, dude. Canada is great, dude. I love going to Canada. Do you do gigs in Canada?
No, I don't.
I love
it. You gotta go.
I love the gigs in Canada. I just don't love the daytime television in Canada.
No, it's
Canada. I love it.
It's what the problem, and I tell Canadians this, I'm like, you could get quality black athletes in Canada if you just show American Sports Center. It's literally. Everything is great about that country, except their sports center is awful. You'd love it because it's 90% hockey.
That's why I love it.
Like women's hockey, eighth grade hockey on their sports center.
Oh, as opposed to 5 morons talking about one play that happened a week ago.
I do.
Yeah. It's the no-ring mafia on SportsCenter, dude. It's like everyone – Fox has winners. ESPN, it's all the losers. I don't want to hear Herm Edwards talk about anything. Okay. I don't want to hear Mangini talk about any.
Flip Genie's gone. Dude, He's playing.
Flip Saunders. What does Flip Saunders know about anything? They have everyone that's never won a goddamn thing trying to talk about, like, oh, well, what Phil Jackson's going to do. What, you have no idea what Phil Jackson is going to do.
You've never won
a goddamn thing.
Like, when they hired Matt Millen after he was the GM of a.
Well, hang on. You drafted three wide receivers and three consecutive rounds, number one. Yeah, you're not allowed on.
But
ESPN.
One of them's good.
One.
Yeah.
Kelvin Johnson.
The guy that's playing now.
Yeah.
Megatron.
Was Megatron his? Yeah, I think his. I want to just talk about one quick thing, then we'll get into, we'll do a little baseball, we'll talk a little everything. Speaking of naked chicks, I haven't looked at these celebrity hacked pictures. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at them all?
I only saw Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Have you looked at it?
Only one I saw, yeah. My fiance showed it to me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she wanted to see. She has nice tits. I'm like, she should. She's like, what, 25, 26? Yeah. She should have nice tits.
My computer got fucked last time. It was the chick from Mad Men, and they're like, oh, look at her tits. And I clicked on it. Immediately, my old computer just got shattered. Like, it got titty fucked. Literally, my computer.
Oh, my God.
So now, I don't look at – if I would look at something naked or anything, even Bang Bus, I use my iPhone. Like, my computer –
You use your iPhone for Bang Bus?
Yeah.
Bang Bus, he's using his iPhone.
He texted me that shit, man. I can't, man. I'm watching Bang Bus. Well, you know what I mean. Anything that's like, I know what you mean.
I would never do this. First of all, I don't want to show you something if your significant other is going to get angry.
She's the one that shows it to me.
Okay.
She points out
what
hot
I have
chicks.
Here
she's all about the ladies.
Is
friendly.
Amateur or pro status?
What?
For the chicks.
She'll pick out both. If we see a nice chick walking by, she'd be like, look at her.
I'm talking about actual action.
Oh, well.
Oh, so you see the amateur. That's like, my life is, it's amateur status. If you don't go below the belt, you maintain amateur status.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. I like your rules. So, a long time ago, Hope Solo was at the Comedy Store, and I invented a drink.
Did you see her dick?
No, but I'm going to show you something. I invented a drink called Hope Solo's Asshole, because I was talking about how, like, what a great American she is, and I would eat her ass just to thank her. And so there's this drink called Hope Solo's Asshole. So my cousin knows about this drink, and I was just in Phoenix doing the House of Comedy, which is a gorgeous club. Do you ever work those clubs?
Nope.
You got to. You guys should.
The House of Comedy, nope.
It's great, man. So my cousin's like, hey, man, you remember that drink Hope Solo's Asshole? Do you see her pictures? I'm like, I don't want to look at those pictures. She's like, you got to see Hope Solo's Asshole. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to show it to you.
This is one of the real ones?
This is her picture, and I got to be honest with you, I've lost a little love for Hope Solo.
I don't think she's hot.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
This is Hope Solo's asshole.
Nah.
That's her little head up there.
That is not.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Let me see.
Your drink came to life, dude.
Right? Look at that. Like, what picture is that? That's a selfie.
No.
That's a selfie.
That's an impressive selfie, though.
That is, but that's not
impressive.
Arby's?
Someone just said that shit to me the other day.
How many likes would that get?
Well, someone sent you that picture?
No, I've not seen. That's the second one I've seen of any of that leaked ones. Have you seen the other ones?
No, I will. I want to
see Victoria Justice. I've been watching my kid watching that show forever.
I was talking to Big J Okerson. He came on my podcast. And we both kind of talked about how we've watched so much pornography that it just doesn't do anything. And like, hey, look at this girl's beaver. It's like there's
or
a
tits.
Million
yeah,
beavers
like, I've
out
seen
there.
Tits. Yeah.
I can see him doing weird ass. Yeah. So he's like, Big J's like, the only way that would interest me is if it was them taking shits. You know what I'm saying? So that's next. No, I mean, even I don't want to look at that. But I get why he's saying, because it's interesting. It's just something different than, hey, look at my snatch. And there's like a million pictures of snatch.
Yeah.
Unless you have the
most. You go to a porn site, it's just thumbnails of snatch.
Yeah.
Like, if that's all you want to see, there's just stills of that all over the
and
place.
And I believe in filth by choice. You know, I've said on the show before. You know, I want a girl to want me to look at that picture. I don't want to, like, take it from
her.
Yeah,
no, I agree with you. Yeah.
The only reason I would show you that is because it's based off a drink, but I would never promote it anywhere else. But anyway.
Like I said, only reason I've seen those pictures so far is because two people have shown them.
Yeah. Yeah, someone else.
I did not look, but someone else showed up.
So what do we want to get into? We got baseball, football, basketball is about to start. I know a lot of people don't like even talking about basketball yet, even though we're 2 weeks out from training camp. Time is just flying, dude. Do you want to get into baseball? Because it is heating up, man.
Whatever you want.
Baltimore Orioles have kind of ruined the Derek Jeter party. And
Well, the Yankees didn't give a fuck about the Cal Ripken party.
Yeah.
So fuck the. I love Derek Jeter, but fuck that Jeter party in Camden Yards.
Showalter is such an interesting guy because he's the guy that builds a house and then gets evicted, and then someone else
that's
always
right.
comes
yeah.
in
every
and
time.
Takes it to the next.
That's why I hope they win a World Series. It's happened to him in New York. It's happened to him in Arizona. Was he in Texas? He was in Texas, but I don't know if he turned them around. He may have. And now here in Baltimore, so I hope they get one for him. I like him. He's a throwback to Earl Weaver.
Didn't he manage the Arizona Diamondbacks too? Like
yeah,
when they
yeah.
first started?
That's when he said Arizona.
That's why I said Arizona,
I
man.
I was back here, man.
Yeah,
how
I know
do you
you're
say
looking
Arizona
for,
in Spanish?
Find me a goddamn
Arizona.
Find me an Arizona sound effect, man. Something from Raising Arizona.
So
rattlesnake.
But when we clinched the other night, it was nice to see. Because we're not a wild card team, we're legit in.
Yeah,
you know, we were a wild card team 2 years ago. We clinched in Camden Yards, and there's a plaque of Earl Weaver in the dugout that looks out over the field. And he just walked down and stood next to it and didn't go out right away. Like, let them enjoy what they'd earned and shit. He's a throwback. I like that dude so much.
Yeah,
I'm
excited about it, man. Baseball is exciting this year. Both the Yankees and the Sox aren't doing that well.
I think the Red Sox have a worse record than Houston, if not at this point really close to it.
The yes. Pirates swept the Red Sox.
Can
you believe that?
I love that the Pirates are doing well. And it's like that owner reminds me so much of Donald Sterling in the fact that he refused to pay for
people
anything.
People in Pittsburgh, they're walking behind him with a tape recorder waiting for him to say something racist.
Yeah.
He's the worst owner in sports.
And he's a
they're
lying.
Just like, they're like, what are you thinking? I'm colored? Huh?
What? What? Just what? You said that?
Literally, they're waiting for him to say something racist.
To build that team and then not – to build that stadium and then not field the team for years –
For 20, he still isn't fielding a team. He's still not paying anybody. He gave McCutcheon the cheapest superstar deal of all time. McCutcheon just kind of took the make. He's a nice guy. He's not going to pay Russell Martin. He's not going to pay he's not going to pay the number four hitter or the number five hitter after this season.
It's just ridiculous. And there's too many rich people out there that owner needs to hold on to that team. There's a guy with billions of dollars, some crazy hedge fund guy that would love to buy that team and stroke his ego and put money into that team.
Well, but the guy's making money. He made like $40 million last year.
Well, look, you know from experience what a Super Bowl will do for a city financially.
I know what six of them feel like.
Exactly. Exactly. I know what two of them feel like
right.
in recent years of what they've done for Baltimore.
Right.
I was just up in Seattle, and I mean – everything's fucking lime green. They've repainted the airport in those colors. Like it brings business, it brings money, it brings commerce, it brings everything.
Right.
So when you put a winner, these guys, like the Oriole owner, for years has done the same thing. Albert Bell fucked us. They overpaid, and then he got the hip condition, and we paid for years on that shit. So he was like, "Fuck that."
Well, the
I'm
beauty of Pittsburgh
again.
Is, I mean, this. Like they survived for 20 years because the Steelers are religion. And then the Penguins yeah. are like, they're like from my generation younger, that's kind of our team. Because literally the Steelers are like the Catholic Church. Like, they're never going away. Like, they're never not going to be what people think about most of the time. But the Penguins are just always more like – they're like our guys. Like Lemieux came in and then the Jagr and then maybe a couple down years, then you got Crosby and Malkin. And they've always been good and there's 82 games and it kind of takes up the whole winter. It's kind of like, you know, that's kind of thing. The baseball, people that never even knew what a baseball good team was. People just went, oh, let's go firework night.
Yeah.
Like they had no idea that you could play
baseball. Bonds and
Benilla, they were the Choke
Killer
Brothers.
Bees.
No, they were
Killer
the Choke Bees. Brothers. It used to be when in the 70s, it was a lumber company. That was Stargell and Parker. You know, that was like
right.
That's
fucking 1979 beat the goddamn Orioles. I was six and I remember that shit. 3-1, and I still hate We Are Fa- time. Like, yeah. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, fuck that goddamn song. Pops, old Willie Stargell. You had a really good team
Pops,
that year.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is these guys that have money that don't give a fuck. Like Angelos, he's getting money out of the Masson deal. The whole with Nationals coming in, you're taking my money. So he's set. He's never going to lose money. So, and as a businessman, well, why put more in to lose it then if I could just keep it at this and not lose it? I fucking get it. But the long term is if you invest, you do the right thing, you win, you put a competitive team on the field, your stadiums fill up, your parking costs
you make
money.
Way more
way
money.
Way more fucking
team.
Money. Way right. more money.
Then you, I mean, like, dude,
way
that's
more.
Why
look, this is the, look at your Clippers.
This is the
way
first,
more
this
money.
Is the first year in like 20 years that, except, well, last year, I guess, too. When it was like in Pittsburgh, when it was like nothing happened after July 1st free agency, you knew who the Penguins were going to get till the middle of camp. Like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And it still feels that way to me. It's like we've only had 3 weeks because baseball is like – it's like always funny. Like after hockey, after like the free agency ends and NBA to free agency, then there's like 2 weeks of just complete despair. Like then you're like resigned to like then you kind of watch a little baseball highlights like – okay, I can make it. Then as soon as like they're in camp, then it's like, okay, the world's coming back
oh, yeah.
to life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's like, and boom, and as soon as football starts, you know hockey's coming. Yeah. You got basketball coming out. Yeah. It's like the world, and it's like baseball counts.
This was an interesting year for sports because like baseball kind of got the shaft because like the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Was really interesting. I mean, you played
yeah, I love
soccer.
Soccer. I did
right?
all JUCO, man.
Yeah, all JUCO.
I bet on soccer this year. That's how much I was in. I watched more soccer this year than baseball. 100%.
Well, I'm going back to his point real quick before I tell you about my prowess. I was the same way for. I mean, since 83 is the last time the Orioles won a World Series. Prior to 2 years ago, 96, 97 is it. So you're talking about now four times in the last, what, fucking 24 years, whatever it is, that we're in the fucking playoffs. So I was always the same way. I'm always watching. I'm full on Ravens mode usually in September because the Orioles have been mathematically eliminated. So I'm like, whatever over there. But now it's fucking nice to have more. It's good to be. Except for all the obviously the Ray Rice shit and everything, it's good to be a fan of Baltimore sports.
I just don't find baseball to be a blood sport unless it's like Dodgers Giants, where they actually stab each other.
What about your the guys hitting McCutcheon the other night? Who was it?
Yeah, but that's kind of the
Garza,
way.
The Brewers.
I mean blood fight. I mean like okay, Red Sox Yankees maybe, but it's never like. Where it's like, you know, there's just going to be a fucking war where everyone is on edge. Like, you can't sit next to a guy in a bar. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like hockey and football are like the blood sports that are just like, there's always going to be a brawl.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just a physical war.
Yeah.
You know? I'm a fan. The Capitals were always good growing up, and we were fans of the Capitals. But my younger brother got into hockey, and he loved Lemieux. And in Baltimore, my dad used to take us to AHL hockey games, and it was the Baltimore Skipjacks.
Yeah.
And for a while, they were the Penguins farm team.
Yes.
So we were appreciative of the Penguins early on. So we knew, we were like, these motherfuckers are good.
Let me ask you something. Really I don't want to get off. I want to still talk baseball. But real quick, do you think Baltimore would ever get a basketball team?
Well, they had the Bullets were in Baltimore before they went to D.C. and became the Wizards. I don't know. I really – people have asked me that before. There's such a loyal football fan base there because the Orioles have been bad for so long. But that – and there's the truth too is like that fan base will resurrect if you put a quality on the fucking field. They'll be there. I don't know if – I think there's enough people there. I don't know if there's enough to come out and support.
But it's like the basketball – local basketball scene is
so
one of the
good.
Most amazing.
Dunbar, yeah, all those kids.
Oh, Dunbar from way back in the day. Wingate.
Muggsy Bogues.
All those guys.
Dominique Wilkins. They all came out of Baltimore.
Reggie Williams.
Sweet. Reggie, I'll tell you, I got.
I felt that's when I did. That's when basketball became real to me was that Hoya team back with Patrick Ewing and then Wingate.
Yep.
And then Reggie Williams, who never really got the right shot.
Well, Dunbar figured it out early. They had a bunch of kids who were living with their grandmoms and step parents, you know what I mean? Just to get them in the area so they could play.
Well, that's the one thing that I think is so underlooked in the history of ESPN and the history of cable television is It all got started with the Big East. If it wasn't for the Big East, there'd be ESPN would nowhere near be as big as it is now, because that's what it was.
We'll get into my ESPN rants, because they've forced SEC football down our throats.
It's the best football league in the world. It's better than the NFL.
SEC, we'll get into – I disagree with that totally.
Oh, my God. I love the SEC channel. I watch it more. Okay, well.
Hold on to that. We're talking baseball. We got an hour and a half to go. Let's all not fade out everything right now.
I wanted to tell you, Reggie Williams. So I used to work at
an assassin, Reggie Williams.
I used to work
assassin.
At UPS right? in Baltimore. I always say UPS. Shout out to UPS Baltimore Hub, primary one. Joe Avenue.
UPS, fuck FedEx.
Shout out to UPS. And there was this older black guy that was there, and he was there. They had union there at this one. So there was one of the only ones, Mid-Atlantic. It's like me and about five other white guys, all black dudes, and one Asian dude named George.
And Asian.
I did all the jobs I could in there. I did everything. And one was called E-regs, and it was irregular packages like transmissions or anything that could tear the belt, wood crates. And you would take them out of your trailer. You'd put them down this metal slide, and they would drive this train by. A cart, and the guy would pull them off. And I was like, I want to fucking do that. I want to get out of this fucking truck. I want to drive shit all night long. So they were like, all right, start training with this guy named John Williams. And he looked just like Reggie Williams, but I was super sensitive to the fact that as being a white dude, if I was like, you know who you look like? He was old school, and I didn't know if that would be racist or offensive to him. Right. And one day he bent over, and this Boston Celtics medallion came out of his necklace. I was like, I've been wanting to say it forever, dude. You look like Reggie. And he's like, I'm his uncle. I was like, no. Dude started telling me crazy fucking stories. He said when they would do family Thanksgivings, he said Reggie had a brother that was better than him, but fucked around, got in trouble with drugs, and was in prison. And he said the family would just sit and watch those two go one-on-one all the time. He said everyone's still good to him. He said Jordan, they come in the area, they'll take him to dinner and stuff. Everybody fucking loved Reggie.
Reggie Williams, everybody back in the loved day, Reggie. The golden day, Hoya Paranoia. Yep. Then the back of the day, the old Syracuse Georgetown.
Oh, that's why I went to Pitt, because of Jerome Lane. I went for a glorious semester. But, I mean, I went to the Big East tournament 3 years in a row just to go hang out in New York away with my uncle and my brother. I mean, my brother, my father, my cousin, my uncle. Just amazing stuff. But I mean, but anyway, but that's it, because there is no daytime. There's no idiots debating sports. They used to rerun the games. After they do a little exercise, Kiana and their fucking exercise, they would rerun the game. So people just watch Big East basketball constantly.
They destroyed the Big East, dude. They destroyed.
ESPN ruined basketball.
And I'll tell you what it was. We had Tom Segura call in one time. We were talking basketball. Do you know what ruined it? When Syracuse football went down, that was when the Big East, as a football conference, crumbled. Because that was a powerhouse up until, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And it just... Now you had nobody. You had
true.
Just think of everybody.
Boston
in the
College went and took a money grab and went to the ACC.
That's right.
And so that ruined
Miami.
That ruined the Florida Miami. State. Fuck Miami. Miami can stay in the South with their criminals. I don't give a shit about. Like, they're not a basketball. I mean, Boston College was John Bagley. Boston College had Pitino was a coach. Like, that was a Big East school. That was a Boston school. And they took a money grab to go play a fucking ACC football,
and they have
which
a
is a fucking
assist.
Joke.
Well, AC, now they're talking the ACC might be eaten up.
I'm so confused. I'm a Maryland fan. I know basketball. Basketball went to the Big Ten.
Yeah.
They all went to your whole.
Football did too?
Because
I thought they were talking about keeping football ACC, and I was like, how can you do that? You can't do that, right?
Well, it's Notre Dame did that for a short time.
Oh, they're the ones that are
allowed to do it?
Okay, I thought
independent,
so.
But now they're going to join the ACC.
See, I was always, I mean, I grew up Maryland, North Carolina, Duke.
Dude, they're talking about North Carolina. You know what it is, man? Between
I mean, that
Duke
you couldn't
North
get better.
Carolina,
Lefty Driesell, all you couldn't get better than that back in the day.
North Carolina and Duke are in an arms race right now to get their football program up because someone's thinking one of them's going to jump to the Big Ten.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be just crushing?
Yeah. Like, it's hard. I like the ACC. I don't know if I want to.
You know what it is? It's ESPN doesn't want to pay everybody. So what they're forcing is these five or six conferences so they can just pay them. And they don't have to pay eight, nine, 10 different
conferences. What sucks is for basketball fanatics like ourselves is football drives the bus.
Yeah.
And all the money is in football. It blows my mind that somehow football makes that much more money that you have to ruin basketball. But it does.
Yeah.
Like Pitt. Pitt's football, who gives a shit? Pitt hasn't won a meaningful football game since Dan Marino played there. Right. Like, why are you fucking up basketball?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, they should have stayed in the Catholic Big East.
Yeah, well, the coach didn't want to leave. He actually was like,
I think Boeheim was on a fucking suicide watch.
Yeah.
He was on suicide watch, dude. He built the Big East.
Yep.
They ripped it away from him.
Yep, I totally agree.
But Syracuse Duke was sick, dude.
Yeah.
That is a sick. That from day, the first second was like, it is on.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what they did?
When Pitt plays, I'm just going, because it means so much to me. It does, because like, it used to be like, Pitt would play anybody. They'd play fucking Syracuse, St. John's, Georgetown, Villanova. I would watch those games religiously. Every one. Now it's like, oh, what? Pitt's playing Wake Forest. Who the fuck is watching that game?
I agree with that.
You know? Who's watching Syracuse versus Georgia Tech? Nobody.
Well, Syracuse and Georgetown have now renewed. Now they're going to play each other every year.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, you got to keep those.
Yeah, you got to keep the rivalries in there. You have to keep that fucking shit in there.
Because that's what moves the needle to have people watch. And it's all about what people are going to watch instead of... Yeah,
Maryland sports, and I've always said this, is...
Which will bring us back to baseball.
Well, is the easiest thing. It's simple. You build the Ravens to beat the Steelers. You build the Orioles to beat the Yankees. And you used to build Maryland basketball to beat Duke. You're talking about Yankees, Steelers, Duke. Perennial champions. They're in your conference. They're in your backyard. If you can just build to beat what's in your backyard, everything else will take care of itself. I never understood why we didn't just... Baltimore has now done that. They're like, we're focusing on beating the Steelers twice a year. And if you can, usually you have... The Steelers are always fucking good. If you remember...
Well, the beauty of our division is you just had to beat us or we had to beat you.
That's right.
Because for 20 years, it's like you get a +4. I mean...
But you...
I mean, Bill Cowher lived on the fact that he got to beat Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yes.
He lived on... Why do you think he's almost in the Hall of Fame?
That's 4 games right there.
Because it's like
right.
a +4.
Every year it's
like
four
a, it's
wins.
It's like a handicap. Yeah.
It was.
No.
But as bad as the Steelers were last year...
Not Belichick, Billick.
Billick.
That guy lived on that, too.
He lived on the D.
Oh, dude, Belichick is fucking living off that whole conference. I mean,
for the
majority of
Miami,
Tom Brady's,
Buffalo has been, and the Jets have not been great. That's right, they have.
Yeah.
That's almost six wins.
But if I'm Tom Brady.
That's almost six wins every year.
I'm telling you this, dude.
In a vacation in Miami.
Tom Brady is not enjoying this season at all. I want to get into football later. I want to get into
I want to tell him, though, we were talking about how bad the Steelers were last year. I have nothing but respect for them because they're like Jason Voorhees. No matter how fucking out of it they are, they're not. And last year, you got jobbed. There was a field goal and a penalty should have been called. The guy missed it. And you would have won, and you were in the playoffs.
They
called some bullshit penalty. He got to re-kick it, made it, and you guys got fucked out of
the
playoffs.
NFL
but they were
general,
so bad, you still should have been in the playoffs last
it's just
year.
But that's because the league is such a horseshit. I mean, the league is so bad that literally Ben Roethlisberger is so good, and the league is so bad that basically he can get beat up for 60 minutes on a mediocre team and just get beat up and still almost make the
Tomlin
playoffs.
Tomlin may be the first.
Like, I mean, he's literally all the Steelers. Brown's a good wide receiver now, and now they finally got a little bit of a running game. The defense, LeBlanc, he's a great coordinator. He was great when he was like semi-Hall of Famer linebacker for 20 years, and Polamalu, who's a Hall of Famer. Now that Polamalu is old and they're running and their linebackers are like, you know, waiver
wire.
You guys
just signed Harrison.
Thank God.
Today,
Harrison's like the last man in the NFL. And Ike Taylor got hurt.
He did a fucking Sports Illustrated cover with two pistols. And
that guy don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He permanently destroyed the Brownies. Crazy. Remember, one game, he like knocked two of them out. And they fined like $90,000. Remember when the quarterback was running that one game?
Yeah.
You could see him line him up. It's like, oh my God, he's going to kill this kid. I felt bad for that kid. And it was worse than Madden.
Yeah.
It was like, But he is the greatest player in Super Bowl history. I love James Harrison.
He was a Raven for a long time. He bounced back and forth. And so did you. You cut him. We get him back again. He went back and forth.
I hadn't seen him in a while. I got a book. John Feinstein, like the greatest writer ever about sports. Did you read that book?
He does a season
inside the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, Next Man Up.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's
okay,
a great
then
book.
I will give it to you.
Great book.
I love giving books away.
It's the shit I like about shit like that. Like Billick, there's a bridge that goes into the M&T Bank Stadium, and he used to walk. Instead of being dropped off out front, he'd walk across the bridge because he wanted to know what it was like to watch everyone tailgate, to be a part of it. They'd all start cheering when he crossed the bridge and get the whole fucking fan base riled up before you even get in the game. The dude was smart.
He was a good coach. Made me like Billick. I never liked him.
But that offensive genius bullshit was tacked on to him by media. He never called himself that. He just had a great season in Minnesota. And he even says, too, like when he got to Baltimore, he was like – He fought winning with defense. I mean, we won that whole season with defense. And then he said, if we never score a motherfucking touchdown, we went on this defense, I'm running this league.
I mean, the league is literally just based upon you need to have a top. Unless your defense has Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, two.
Right.
Unless you have Suggs, three defensive players, MVPs.
We used to talk about how the fuck. How, like, if you could have walk in on one dude, who's the guy you would never want to walk in on hooking up with your girl?
Suggs.
Suggs is that dude. Nobody's bigger, uglier.
T-Sizzle.
Oh, right?
Just got fined, like, $5,000 for wearing a – he came out of the tunnel in week two. Instead of in his football helmet, he wore a gladiator helmet to get the crowd fired up. They fined him for
it. Like, what is that fine for?
They fined his ass.
It's like, that's – you know, Goodell's – I mean, well, I want to get into that whole thing next. I will talk all of it.
Fuck Goodell. He ruined football.
By the way, he has gay face. Anyone else think that Goodell has gay face?
Yeah, I think so. I fucking hate Goodell. He ruined football. He ruined football. I'm with you, dude.
I want to get into all this in a second.
Let's let Sam guide his show.
But may I just make this point about how the Ravens, like, but literally, but now look.
Is this technically football talk, or are we talking Baltimore sports?
But now look at your quarterback now, because now that they have a better than average quarterback, right? Now they can compete.
Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. A better than average quarterback. That's what I'm saying. If you don't have one of the five or six quarterbacks that can win, you can't win in the NFL. That's the way the league is now. That's what's turned. Because it used to be like, who would beat the Steelers? Steelers always go like 13-3 and then lose in the playoffs. Why? Because their defense could kill everybody except one of the two or three best quarterbacks. It's all based upon you have 3 seconds to think or they're going to knock you on your ass. Brady could do it. Manning could do it.
Breeze could do it.
But nobody else could do it. That's why they would win. That's why Baltimore would win. It's the same because they play Steeler defense. And that's why. Why would Brady win? Because he could think in those 3 seconds. You get these other guys. What the boom? And that's what the league's based on.
The truth of the matter is, it's like you. I mean, if a guy doesn't look like he's going to translate to the NFL, most time he doesn't translate to the NFL. And I think the Jets are learning that right now.
Geno Smith. My fiance just asked me yesterday because we were talking about the trick play with Johnny Manziel, and which I got to be honest, I appreciate it. I didn't know it wasn't illegal. I thought it was a good fucking play. Smart.
Oh, that high school play?
Yeah, but it worked.
Well, of course, it's from high school.
Worked.
Well, it's against my own team. I still think there's a chance he could play. I know you probably. I still think he can play.
I hope he does. I want him to take them to a wild card game.
I want him to scramble around out there because the Ravens will eat his ass up. We've done historically well with scrambling quarterbacks, but my point is. She said, well, wait, wasn't he a number one pick? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, that doesn't mean you play? I said, no. She's like, even if you're good in college? I said, our backup quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, won the Heisman. He's fucking been on the field for like two games.
Tyrod Taylor?
Didn't he win? No. Who do we have before? No. Not Tyrod.
He won the Theismann.
He didn't win the Heisman. No, who was our backup that went?
Ohio State, that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, Troy Smith.
I'm pretty sure he won the Heisman, yeah.
Yeah.
But look at fucking Tebow.
Doesn't matter how good you are in college.
It just doesn't matter how good
you are in college. And I think in 3 years, Cleveland's going to get to like 9-7, and then he'll just get hurt, and that'll be it. Like, he'll never take him for
that. He's tiny, though, dude.
I love it. Thank you for extinguishing the hopes of the Cleveland Browns this year. Yeah, they were 1-1. It's like, hey, dude.
The Browns are going to play wide receiver.
I think there should be a holiday.
All three of their games came down the last 5 seconds.
I think there should be like a September Fool's holiday. Because every year in September, someone from Cleveland thinks they have a good football team. And then every year they never do.
this.
They got like 3-1. Everyone's like, ooh, should we fear them? And it's like, no.
Hey, is that Ari Shaffir? Welcome to your show.
Welcome to your show,
right before
Ari
we
Shaffir.
Take a little break, joining us, Punch Drunk Sports, our good friend, Ari Shaffir.
Hey. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Ari. How are you, dude?
I'm great. I'm coming to you from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Oh!
Very nice.
How's it going? Ari, have they seen Jews before?
They actually were great about shipping them out before the Holocaust, so that before the Russian invasion, they got rid of all the Jews so that they didn't get killed.
So have you done any shows yet?
Yeah, I just finished one right now. Robert Kelly's on right now.
Oh, so what's the tour?
It's 9:30 p.m. It's just a festival, 9:53. Just a festival out here. And then I'm going to Oktoberfest and then London.
Ari's living the dream.
He really is living the dream.
Ari's living the dream. Out of all my friends, I think Ari is doing it the best.
You're doing it right.
He's just touring. He doesn't have kids. He's not like, all my friends are getting fucking, they get a little stuff going, they get married, they settle down.
Now you have stuff going. Why ruin it?
This guy's just on the run. You know, like, who was it? Kyrie Irving is like getting married. It's like you're 21.
No. Jeter did it right.
Yeah.
Follow the captain's footsteps.
Like,
there's only one 100%. Jeter. There's only one Jeter.
He did it right.
They gave him number two.
Can you imagine if he fucks up right now? If he does something dumb right now.
So here's the thing, Ari.
Like, if he just sucker punches this chick in the elevator.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Racist. And says something racist to her as she's going down.
So how are the women out there?
They're so hot.
Oh, I'm sure. I've heard none but amazing things.
I haven't talked to them yet. I'm going to wait till after the show, but it's been a while for me, so I'm really looking to get some.
I talked to the pregnant chick you banged. She was telling me. I was telling her how much I hoped it was your kid. I was open, dude.
Dude, I was doing it with her when she was 8 months pregnant.
For real? So you were just crossing shit off your list, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, if you're going to start showing, yeah, I want to do that with you.
So, Ari, you shot your TV show. How did
Blowed into a pregnant woman? Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. You shot your TV show. How you feeling? You happy with it?
Yeah, it went great. It went great.
Who had the best set? And I don't want to ask who had the worst, but who had the best?
There were a lot of good ones. Joey Diaz, Bobby Lee, Rogan, Segura, fucking Ali Sadiq, just for the internet. Renee's going to call me right back. It was a lot of good ones. Mark Maron had a good one.
Oh, it's great. So it's Murder Row.
Yeah, and then here or there, one of the two of them like didn't step up. I was like, ugh, you were terrible. Why?
Yeah, I heard a couple stories about a couple people, but I mean, like.
Yeah, but then there were a couple people that I didn't want to book that were like really good. So I was like, well, all right, nice.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
How'd the chicks do? The chicks bring it?
Miss Pat brought it crazy hard.
Miss Pat's
a
murderer,
best.
Right?
I know. She's a murderer.
Yeah.
No doubt.
She just kind of came out of nowhere, dude.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was actually asked because I was trying to find out for this show. I was trying to find out who the funny black comedians are. I was like, I don't know enough of them. I know like five. So like, I really wanted to look to see like who they were.
Ari put that out on Twitter too. Yeah. Like, hey, are there any funny black people? He just got pounded.
That's what she told
us.
Yeah,
I got pounded. She told us pounding.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't have written because I can only think of five. I shouldn't have written that part, but.
Who are your five? Who are your five?
You know, like Ian, Hannibal, Owen Smith.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It doesn't go that deep. Yeah. You start having arguments. You start naming any more people, you're going to have somebody going, no, that guy's terrible.
I think there's a couple more.
There are, definitely.
Cat Williams is a straight – I know you think he's crazy. That
is
straight up murder.
That's a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
No, that his new special is supposedly – I'm waiting to see.
Supposedly. Everyone's saying supposedly.
How about Gerard Carmichael? He's funny.
There you go. Yeah. But
Chris
he's
Rock.
A few of the guys that are young. Yeah. A lot
How
of
about
young
Chris
guys
Rock?
Are really good.
You ever hear of Bill Cosby?
Yeah, he's washed up. He's worse than fucking Kate Upton's naked body.
Oh, by the way, dude, I was showing these guys. Someone showed me Hope Solo's asshole. It is blown out, dude. Blown out.
Really? From hitting those bumps.
Her snatch is sponsored by Arby's.
That's
Sickler
funny.
Got quiet. Like, he might be... She might be coming on the podcast or something.
Hey, we should have a debate over which sport is more boring, hockey or soccer, now that we have experts on both sports.
Well, whoa! Someone just threw gas on the fire.
No, yeah. I mean, if you're talking boring, then, I mean, as a soccer guy, I would say soccer. Hockey's definitely – I would rather watch
people fight. I don't
think hockey's
boring at all, dude. No, you just don't understand it, and you just don't know the name.
Yeah, that's probably it.
However,
low scoring.
I love the fights from the players in hockey. I love the fights from the fans in soccer.
Oh yeah, but it's mostly
celebrations
European
in soccer
fans
more.
Do that.
Have you seen that video of the fans who rushed the cops on the field that were fucking that guy up and started beating the shit out of the cops? You see that one, Ari?
No.
Oh yeah,
that's
man.
Awesome.
They kicked the fuck out of the cops. Cops were sprinting and scared for their lives because they were beating the shit on the dude on the
can
field.
Can you look up this video?
Yes.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Can you look up this video he's talking about?
Look up fans attack police, something like that. Or defend. They were beating the fuck out of a dude on the field who ran on the field. They were overdoing it, and fans had enough and just charged the field and just started kicking him in the face
so
and the ribs and
shit. Here's the question.
Shit.
We normally take a break right now. Ari, do you want to just go through it? Do you want to just keep going? What happened?
Did we lose him? Ari!
Some soccer guy just kicked his ass.
Here we go. So you guys want to take a five-minute break?
Sure, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a five-minute break. We'll be back, and then we'll get into where everybody's going to be appearing. We'll push the thing. We're here with Ryan Sickler, Joe Bartnick, Punch Drunk Sports. We'll see you in 5 minutes. Thanks for coming on.
I got a big one in San Fran.
This is just live today, right?
It's going out live. Hey, everybody, we're live. Punch Drunk Sports. What a fun show it's been so far. I mean, if you love Baltimore sports, you love that last hour. We got dates. The thing I forgot to do right out the beginning was, can we kill the music? Can we kill the bad 80s fucking guitar riffing? Real quick, we forgot to do everyone's favorite segment. Dates out the gates. Dates out the gates. Where are you going to be?
This Saturday, I will be headlining the Old Purple Onion, which is now called Doc's Lab in San Francisco. Please come out. It's going to be an awesome show. Me and Sal's on, my buddy Sal Kalani is on the show. Big Al's on the show. But it's me back in San Francisco Saturday night, right in North Beach. You know, it's going to be awesome. And then Sunday, I'm in Santa Cruz.
That could be the perfect place for a comedy club. It's built. It's the Old Purple Onion.
Yeah, that's,
it's got low ceilings.
Yeah, they bringing it back. Doc,
did they get rid of the people who owned it last time?
Well, there's been like five different people who have owned it over the years. The last time was a cool Italian guy who was always good to me.
Well, the guy wouldn't give you discounts on anything. It's like, dude, I don't want to pay for my meal and for my drinks. I'm motherfucking performing.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. I've been. That's when I lived there. The guy was cool. You know, like 8 years ago. Or, yeah.
Times have changed.
And I'm headlining the Ventura Comedy Festival in Ventura Thursday night.
Oh, that's awesome. Congrats.
The Northern California show.
That's great.
Thank
dude.
You. So it should be fun. Come out. San Francisco, though. Come out.
Get some. Truck. Get some. Anthony Johnson, I know you live in Sacramento. Close enough. Get some. Let's get into you. I'm sure you got a lot of great stuff going on.
I just want to promote this Friday. We're doing a live Crab Feast podcast.
You're
at the
crunching
LA
those
Pod
out.
Fest. Yeah, it's been. Well, this is the Pod Fest. LA Pod Fest is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've got Al Madrigal lined up. We've got another special guest coming. So if you're in the LA area, or you can get, you can go online and get like a digital pass or something like that, and you can watch
every podcast up to 3 weeks after. I think it's for like $20 if you go to our website. Or it's all there. Go to thecrabfeast.com.
I will be there as well this Friday. I will be at the LA Podfest at 9 o'clock.
All right. We're before you.
We are the what's doing the naughty show. We got the comedy film nerds coming in to review my movie, Live New Girls, that
yeah,
I was in.
Yeah, I saw that.
A lot of people. It actually did really well in everywhere they posted it. It got great numbers, good reviews. It's my film debut. Thank you, dude. I actually saw myself on the silver screen. I at some point, I was like, this is never going to end.
That's
I got
awesome.
Huge
Isn't
laugh.
It great when you see yourself on the screen?
I was just happy, dude. It was, like, so cool. And I was in it a lot more than I thought I was going to be. They kept a lot of my lines. A guy named Jay Leggett, who wrote the movie Without a Paddle, wrote one of the funniest movies you'll ever see that nobody talks about. It's called Employee of the Month, not the Dane Cook version, but this movie actually came out about a year before Dane Cook's version. It is one of the funniest movies
I'll
you'll ever see.
I'll check it out. I didn't know that.
It's called Employee of the Month. This guy wrote and directed it, and this was the last movie he ever produced. He died hunting. So
really?
Yeah, man. It was crazy. But if you guys want to see The Naughty Show live,
you got to tell that story. Did the bear win?
No. You know, it's so weird, man. It's so funny. As a comedian, I write, you know, something will happen. Even like Whitney Houston's death, I wrote a couple funny jokes because I'd done stand-up in the hotel where she died at. And I go, let me tell you, two people have died in that hotel, right? And some people are like, oh, man, that was really mean. And then when my friend died.
Which one was it? Wilshire Grand?
No, the Beverly Hills. The Beverly Hills Hilton.
Oh, okay.
And when my friend died, like, the internet got vicious. And I was like, oh, man. Like, now the shoe's on the other foot, and I felt really bad. But, yeah, he died. He had a heart attack in front of his family while he was hunting, dude. And they all tried to save him.
Oh,
he died.
Shit.
But one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, man. Had a really great vision. And it's a funny movie. For what it is, it's a funny movie. We're not trying to, you know, we're definitely not doing, you know, like a Dead Poets Society or anything like that. But it was, what a reference that was.
That's a hell of a reference.
I was going deep. So, yeah, check it out. Now, if you go to, there's a link on my website. I'll be tweeting it. If you go, use Naughty Show link. You get a discount on the live views to watch all your favorite podcasts. And this year, it's great lineup. Crab Feast, Mark Maron, Jay Moore was supposed to, but I think you guys replaced him. And then there's a Death Squad, Kill Tony. There's a whole
Aisha
list.
Tyler.
Aisha, we're going up against her. But our show's going to be great. We got Clown Viz coming in, doing a couple songs. We got Erica Holland doing some burlesque before it starts.
You guys are giving free chipped ham, too,
yeah,
aren't you?
We're giving free
chipped ham and salad bar at their body.
Joe Barton's free chipped ham. You know, it was really
It's
funny.
A little tangy. Fine. It's a little tangy.
Who's the guy who did sound effects in the police cabin?
Billy West. No, Jaws.
Michael Winslow
was supposed to come on the show.
Oh,
he was supposed to battle Gareth Reynolds in a sound effect thing, and he canceled on us.
What?
And it's so weird because he's in L.A., and he's like, the only day I can't do it is the day we needed him, even though you look at his schedule, he's got everything except for that day.
Right.
So it got weird. So those are dates out the gates. Thanks, guys.
You're going to roast battle sound effects?
Yeah, we're gonna have
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was gonna be great because Michael Winslow's great and Gareth Reynolds is awful.
But Gareth Reynolds wins.
Yeah,
he wins.
Gareth Reynolds wins just in life.
That's right.
Just in fucking life. I've been working with that guy. It's been fun working with Gareth Reynolds, just teaching him the whole thing in comedy. But let's get into it. What do you guys want to talk? I know we talked a little football. Do you want to talk SEC? Are you a college guy?
I'm a little bit of a college guy.
So we can get into pro. We can talk about. Let's get into, since you're here, Baltimore Ravens, big press conference yesterday with the talking jack-o'-lantern is your owner.
He is.
What is that look?
Steve Bichotte, that's that tan slick.
I thought the talking jack-o'-lantern was Sterling's
like
girlfriend.
Cream.
I mean, it looks like cocaine, like the guy's been doing gackers of coke for like 30 years.
He's got the nice dentures and shit, but you know.
It's like, so that's what the Crypt Keeper did before he ran the ball. Sorry, don't want to make fun. I know you're very sensitive about it.
I'm not very sensitive about it.
So, that whole press conference, 47 minutes, a little longer than Goodell's press conference. And it was
more,
very
a little more informative, a little more honest, a little more upfront than Goodell's.
Well, let's get into that, and I want to talk about what he said about Ray Rice.
What did he say? I didn't see it. What did he say? I think it's funny because all that changed is everybody just kind of thought, you know, it was probably just some crazy ghetto broad fucking attacking him.
No, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, probably attacking him, kicking him.
Yeah,
and
he probably just pushed her.
And he pushed her. She hit her head on the wall. She fell down. Everyone assumed that's what happens. Like, a couple games. But now we just see her cold cock. People were like, whoa.
What happened was that this Beyonce sister video had just come out like a month before. We saw her sister attack Jay-Z, and everybody's watched Basketball Wives a million times, seen a bunch of crazy chicks going nuts. So we had not seen that video, but we assumed this big guy had to be protecting himself because they had to know what exactly happened in the video to only give him two games. So then the video came out. Now everybody's backtracking. He basically broke down the whole what happened the whole way from
timeline.
The minute they found out the timeline to the end. What I felt he didn't express enough, and like I'm just going to be honest here, is like Ray Rice shouldn't be playing this year, or at least should have gotten a much bigger fucking suspension. I think we can all agree about that.
100%.
Okay? But what you're asking people to do is just completely take out all the emotion of a situation. Ray Rice has been with them for how long?
6 years.
6 years. So they've known this kid since he was a kid. He came into the league 19, 20 years old. Now he's 26 years old. They know, I hate to say it, even though it's a corporation, it's family, man. It's like it's not easy to just cut bait with family.
Well, that was their argument, was like, look, this kid's been a great role model on the team. He was great for the community. I go to my stepson's elementary school. They got his poster up in there for kids and blah, blah, blah.
He's great for winning games. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but of course it
is. But I've known both of you for years.
But this isn't Ray Rice 5 years ago.
This isn't Adam Pac-Man Jones, who has a history of 6, 7, 8 offenses, all that shit.
I completely agree.
And I'm not defending
it. He's not the running back he was.
I completely agree that he's not Pac-Man Jones.
I'm not defending
it. I'm not even saying Ray Rice is a bad guy. He made a mistake.
He made a mistake. It's a pretty shitty mistake. But what I'm saying is I've known the two of you for years.
It's a shitty mistake, but it's not like—
If you told me your version of the story, I would tend to believe you because I know that—I wouldn't agree with what you're telling me you did, but I'd be like, okay, I believe what you're telling me because I know you, and I'm not judging you on this horrific thing.
You have a relationship. If you guys work together more, you would have
His wife also came in and said, this is what happened. Now, the where it gets worrisome there is, you know, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of, you know, I've had friends who've had it happen to them where the police will be called and someone has to go. Somebody's got to answer for that because they came out. And in order to protect the women, the women who say, you don't need to come, in the police mind on that 911 side, they're like, this is probably a woman who's either worried about getting worse or has gotten worse and is just telling us not to come because she's scared what will happen. So it's all about protecting her.
Ray Rice's and wife's case, she's worried about the $30 million.
Of course.
That plays into it for sure.
I mean, that press conference, I wish I was writing for Saturday Night Live because I would have had think bubbles over their heads, and he's just
If you watch that video,
that bitch better say what that lawyer told her.
He spits on her outside the elevator. He spits on her, and she sort of stumbles at him. Then they get in the elevator, and he spits on her again. And that's when she's like, "What the fuck?" And she comes at him, and he's lucky he didn't kill her. I mean, the reason she got knocked out was because her temple hit that fucking bar.
Yeah,
it could have killed her.
Right.
Like he's lucky. That's all that happened to her. That's why I'm saying, like, back off, dude. You're lucky you didn't kill that fucking woman. So eat your fucking shit sandwich like a goddamn man.
Now, the big thing from that press conference he had yesterday is he's saying that the people who are putting out that the Ravens and the NFL knew everything and that Ray Rice was honest, he's saying that those anonymous sources are all Ray Rice's people. Which I'm saying to Ray Rice, if that's true, you are the dumbest guy on the planet. Because the last person you want to piss off is one of 30 old boy networks that you have a chance of working for. If one of these 30 guys think you're fucking putting out something that's making them look bad, who is going to hire you?
Right.
Now you fucked up.
Now you fucked up. Here's the other thing, too. This is the worst defense. He's now saying TMZ edited his video. Really? Because what I saw was horrible. What the fuck did they cut out of it, you dumbass? Like, what? Why would you say some shit
What CGI shit are they using?
What did they pull from the cut that shouldn't have been in? It's ridiculous.
Like, what is that woman doing
where the ref raised his hand and gave him the title belt after that?
That's Floyd Mayweather right there.
Yeah. Well, like, what is it? It's just like, what, Ray, are you saying they edited out that would justify that?
Right.
I'm talking like, she has to pull out two samurai swords.
Is there a gun on you?
Throw some fucking ninja sword stars at you. For that to justify you just going, bam, cold-cocking her like that. What are you saying she pulled out?
And then he pulls her out of the elevator and he nudges her. He kind of kicks her with his foot
That's
a little bit, too.
Bad.
He definitely kicks her. He's like, whatever with this.
Dude, when she goes down, I mean, ultimately he should have just been like, she's been drinking a little too much. Like, what now?
I'll tell you who did it right for the ladies was TLC.
For the ladies.
Left Eye burned. Andre Rison hit her, and she burned his fucking house to the ground.
Yeah.
Set that mansion on fire.
Unbelievable.
Like, fuck you.
He didn't have any championship paraphernalia in there.
No, he didn't.
Andre Rison.
But now, look, I agree with you, too, about Roger Goodell. I don't like Goodell.
He ruined football.
He's taken football out of football.
He made a bunch of queers
so
out
what
there.
So what I'm about to say... Which is tough.
We just lost Jay Larson again.
is tough for me because I don't like Goodell.
Do we have any sensitive music? Because he's about to get really sensitive.
Very special.
I don't.
Very special moment of punch.
Dial something up, man.
Ryan,
give me some of that chipped ham. Keep it cold. I don't like Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell is taking football out of football. He's overly fined guys for actually clean hits, like shoulder into the chest. Hitting them with fines and game suspensions. That said, I hate to say this, I don't think he saw the video in the elevator, because if he had, I don't think he ever would have gone two games when he hits these guys with in-game fucking fines for shit that's part of football.
No, I
he's
disagree
way,
with you.
He's way.
Let me
just finish. Let me have my moment. You hear this music? He is overly...
Cutting at 17. Ryan Sickler.
He's over-the-top aggressive with his penalties, his fines, all football-related. I really feel like, and I don't fucking like the guy as a commissioner, I feel like if he would have saw the video in the elevator, it would have been a 6-game suspension. I really think it would have been more. And that's why I hate to say I don't believe that he, Roger Goodell, or even the Ravens top brass saw that video, second video first. I don't believe they did. Thank you, guys.
That was a very sensitive moment.
Now back to
and I'll say this real
now
quick
back to
too.
15.
The Ravens, when Ray Lewis was facing double murder charges and ended up, pleading misdemeanor
obstruction away with
of
it.
Justice is what he got, which is what he did. Even if you want to go that route with it, fine. The Ravens never asked for special fucking permission for. Arguably one of the greatest linebackers of all time. Why are they going to do it for a guy that's played fucking somewhat Pro Bowl a couple times running back?
Right.
They're not. They're right. not going to fucking risk their organization
Goodell
to do that.
Goodell didn't look at the tape. He doesn't care. They've had like 57 battered women. He's only fined or suspended like 12 of them.
Dude, the NFL's
under Roger Goodell's NFL, the only people you're allowed to hit are women and kids.
But there's
Roger
never been
Goodell
proof
has
of it.
Absolutely ruined football.
Now
he's
you know.
Taken all the violence out of the league. I was watching like 4 years ago. I almost had a heart attack. The Steelers lost to the Raiders because we hit them too hard.
Right.
You should be allowed to shoot a Raider. It was the fucking worst thing.
Uncalled for.
Overly
fans.
Aggressive.
I'm telling you, just look at
their
the
fans.
Look at 2 weeks ago. There was like four we hit them too hard penalties. This is
I
football.
Agree.
That's why I love the SEC. The SEC, you can kill someone. It's all part of the game.
I agree. He's overly strict.
Sports. Hold on.
He's overly tough. He's overly strict.
SEC.
Yeah, I know, but we're we got to finish this. Then we'll get into
it. And football is a softer sport.
Like on PTI, you need ding.
And you know what else? And the Steelers do it a lot too. The Ray Lewis used to be awesome at hitting clean on the field. But there were still times
off
where
the field he's messing
filthy.
With a knife.
Off the time. There'll be times where a ref will flag you for putting your shoulder pad square, like a traditional textbook football hit. And then when they appeal it,
It goes back, and all they have to do is look at it and go, oh, no, the ref overreacted there. But they never do. Yeah. They never do. You always get hit with
that
fine.
Well, because they're so worried about getting sued that right. they'd rather be sure. wrong on that and say we called it,
that's
we
right.
fined him, than actually give a shit about the sport. No, it's just like this is what happens when these suits, they insulate themselves from everybody else.
Ray learned not
they
to wear a white
don't
suit
see it.
Anymore.
True, that white suit disappeared.
White's a bad suit when you got blood on you.
Yeah.
We're going to wear dark.
I mean, the truth of the matter is I don't think Goodell's going to – Goodell would have been gone by now.
Yeah.
If he was going to go. Unless something – another bad thing comes out and he makes a bad decision. And you know, your owner brought up a good point. You don't want a zero tolerance policy because there's a bunch of crazy bitches out there who will fucking use that to extort money on people. You want due process, man. It's better to find somebody later and suspend them later than instantly right now. And you hurt everybody when you find out that maybe it wasn't true. And it's as bad to punish an innocent man as it is to not punish a guilty man. It really is. It's better to let due process happen than just have these fucking knee-jerk reactions to everything, because like any great rule, when it trickles down to stupid people, it's gonna get abused, man.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is, dude. Stupid assholes ruin everything.
And well, this elevator situation isn't the same thing what I'm about to say, but if you ever watch Hard Knocks,
Yeah.
They have a woman who comes in and talks to the players about, she calls them predators, the women that will try to, you know, say that you hit them or you attacked them or you somehow tarnished their image or got them pregnant or whatever it is. And she warns these guys about these women. It's a woman that does it, at least the one I saw. I can't remember what team it was. And she came in. They give them financial help, all that stuff. So they're warned about this type of shit. This situation, this was his fucking fiance. They like have a kid together. And,
of course they do.
Right.
No, and I'm not saying
I know how you meant that. That's not how I meant
that Ray Rice is a victim in this in any way. I'm just saying he was right when he said zero tolerance laws. You just don't want to blatantly go, these rules apply to everybody. You want to take everything on a case-to-case instance, and you want to let the process play out. Now, I'm fine with suspending somebody with pay because, you know, you got to let the process play out. But then in the long run, if this guy didn't do anything and he's lost four games and now a team that could get into the Super Bowl can't now because they make to the playoffs, it's not right, man. False accusations are as bad as accusations. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
you
those
take
Duke lacrosse
bad
kids,
people
that
out of
whole
football,
situation.
Yeah. There'll be six teams.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm just saying.
if you take everyone that hasn't done a violent, at least misdemeanor since they were 20 out of the NFL, they'd be six. It'd be like a bunch of long snappers.
We live in a world where everybody's
a bunch of place kickers.
Squeaky wheels want to be heard. And these 24-hour newscasts, everybody will just throw anybody up on the wall to see if it sticks.
Yeah, they do. And I mean, just for the news shit, they'll grab anything to make a headline out of it and talk about the shit for an hour. I stay away from most of it now.
I never watch the news. People are two-faced. Like these anchor people have never drove drunk. They sit there, well, so-and-so drove drunk today. Ooh. Like they've never had three wines at a fucking Christmas party.
Yeah.
You know, give
no,
me a
I'm
fucking break.
I'm totally with you. But let's get into some other
ESPN, go fuck yourselves. Why are they standing now? Why I need to see Linda Cohn's camel toe. Why is she standing?
Oh, dude, Linda Cohn rocks some camel toe.
I've never.
Sit down, Linda.
But, dude, these chicks are getting now more and more. They look like strippers.
Yeah.
My girlfriend brought up something really
the
funny.
The LA news is the weather women out here are insane.
Have you watched, like, ESPN daytime versus ESPN nighttime? The female reporters look totally different. Because they know, because they're trying to get women to watch ESPN. So during the day, it's like they're older, more rugged looking, non-intimidating to the women. But at night, it's like, bring out the strippers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just strippers who are literate and they can cover a story.
There's a couple. There's a new one now that's like ridiculously
hot.
Yeah,
they got DSLs.
DSL.
They got these giant dick sucking lips, and they're just like, I just talked to Ryan, you know, and it's just like, yeah. It's true. They took it from Fox News. It's Fox News. They just put strippers who are literate.
That's another thing that ruined ESPN. Was it used to be like they had Charlie Steiner, Bob Lee. I know Bob Lee's still there. Just a bunch of guys that were there because they knew everything about sports. Now it's a bunch of guys that like got fired from Entertainment Tonight.
No, it's very funny.
Like you can't even read. You can't even read their names. Their names are like a Scrabble board flipped over.
Yeah.
They picked up the.
If
vowels.
I gotta hear a bartender give me another Jack one more fucking time or another goddamn. Yeah.
Oh,
booyah.
I only watch
Shut
the Hockey
up.
Network usually, and I watch ESPN every now and then. Oh, and I Devo PTI. I've probably seen almost 98% of PTI.
Had a chance to do something great because people literally hate ESPN. But all they did was try to be a bad version of ESPN.
That's why NBC Sports Network is getting big because they have hockey, they got soccer, and they got some MMA. And those are like the three sports that people really want more of on television.
Well, I'll tell you this.
You know what I mean? They do.
Fox Sports Radio.
Soccer than hardly anything.
Fox Sports Radio destroys ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
You listen to it, it destroys because they let those guys take chances.
Yeah.
And you know what? They didn't do that with their Fox Sports. They just took the ESPN model and applied it to this channel that's on 400.
Well,
they should have gone totally different, way more edgier. That's why people love this show.
Well,
that's why we get numbers on this show is because people love real fucking talk. That this show, Punch Drunk Sports, is completely based on comics hanging outside the Comedy Store in the parking lot arguing sports.
Yep.
That's what people want. They don't
lie when I lie.
Exactly. Which T-shirts are being done right now? Yeah. So what were you gonna say?
Well, that's the thing. Well,
no,
Joe
Budnick's lost for words.
I feel
that's happened in an hour and a half.
I feel bad.
He filled it with an
bad for people, like because you like kind of grew up around New York, grew up in Baltimore, grew up in Pittsburgh. They had real sports talk, like real guys that talk sports. I feel bad for people that think that like Mike and Mike or Colin Cowherd actually run a good sports talk show. It's like pathetic. I think they're pathetic.
Yeah, I record ESPN on my DVR and I fast forward it to Ravens and Orioles highlights and I'm done.
Yeah.
Unless there's a brawl or some shit that I want to watch.
Do they actually show Baltimore
Orioles
highlights?
I'm not. You're right. No, it'll be 6-2. We beat the Yankees, but the highlights will jump in at 5-1, and then I'll be like, and Jeter hit a home run, and then it ended 6-2. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
Something for 20. Like, what?
Jeter loves to get his ass eaten.
No.
Have you seen that story?
I know he's giving a bunch of herpes to a bunch of chicks.
Really?
He's supposed to be like passing it out like fucking Halloween candy, man.
How's nobody heard about that?
I tweeted it out, man. These chicks, it's been a couple years. There's a lot of ladies that have come out. I don't know if it's true, but there's a lot of ladies that have come out like, Derek Jeter gave me some shit. Like Ron,
nasty.
Like Ron Mexico.
Who's
you know about Ron Mexico,
yeah, Ron
right?
Mexico.
Same deal.
Great.
Same deal.
San Diego. Every chick in San Diego should send a thank you letter to the San Diego Chargers for trading Michael Vick.
Ron
to fuck
Mexico, dude. You know that?
No. What?
That was his Valtrex, whatever his herpy medication was. He didn't want his real name, so he used Ron Mexico, and people found out about it. And then there was the funny thing about it too. I don't know
for
what
Jeter?
It's like. No, this was Vick.
Oh, Michael Vick.
And he had there was an NFL blitz or one of those video games that came out, and the NFL said, no, you're not having the rights to our names and players. So the Falcons quarterback at the time was Ron Mexico. They put that shit in the game, dude.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, but I hadn't heard about the Derek Jeter ass eating.
Handing it out like fucking candy.
Halloween candy, man.
He hasn't been sued 1,000 times.
He does.
They've called it out. I don't know. I heard he does that.
That's
I heard he
best.
Does that.
Well,
like
I'll
you get a one
this.
Night stand, a gift basket, see you later.
I'll tell you this, man. The truth of the matter is, and Michael Vick is a great example, when you stop producing and you're no longer a brand that pushes product, the handlers all go away and the fucking freaks come out at night.
Yep.
And that's what happened to Michael Vick. When
How is he not the quarterback of the Jets?
It's going to happen.
Where is he right now?
He's the Jets backup.
Oh, he is. Okay, he still is the Jets. All
yeah,
right. I felt
Geno
like they got
Smith's
rid of him for some reason.
Backup.
He'll be coming.
What is that? What is that about? I mean, is that just to prove a point?
He was in the right system, dude. It's just when he was in Philadelphia, he can't stay healthy, man.
No rush. Listen, if I was a team
this
owner.
This one gets into college sports. Here we go.
If I was a team owner, I would have two rules. The number one rule is no fucking scrambling quarterback. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care if it's RG3 because nothing can prepare you. There's no plan. RG3 last year, or not last year, was it the season before, Haloti Ngata came across the middle and hit him clean. Okay, you're not expecting a guy 300-plus pounds to run that fast. Hit him clean and so hard that his knee got fucking whiplash. No, you can't even fucking make that shit up.
You saw Ben the wrong way.
You can't. He hit him in the air and his leg went snapped so hard that's it. So
I know,
Russell Wilson's the only
one. No. Cam Newton, too.
Cam Newton's good, but Cam Newton still runs a little too early, and he's still a little too chaos.
Is a running quarterback.
He's getting there. Even my argument, too, is even Steve Young, who was a great scrambling quarterback, with concussions today, would not be the same quarterback. He's not going to be the same person in 20 fucking years, but wouldn't have been the same quarterback today. No scrambling quarterback. Roethlisberger does what you should do. Play breaks down. You scramble behind the fucking line or throw it away. You don't fucking charge upfield. You just don't. You're not going to stay healthy.
What was funny is they've made it a semi-race issue. Like, oh, you have to draft him. He's a great quarterback. He's a running. They're going to change the game. It's like, no, they're not. Because in 3 years, they're going to be on forever the IR. Because people in the NFL are just as fast as you are.
That's right. Linebackers are just as fast, just as strong.
Dude, they're
not
meant to move that big.
No.
Dude, LeVar Arrington knocked out like three legends by moving so fast. Now, we said it here, before he got drafted, everyone's talking, RG3. I go, dude, I look at those legs. Those legs are not big enough to run in the NFL. Maybe as a wide receiver when you're only getting hit by skinny little CBs, but no.
He's not big bone. Cam Newton's big bone.
Yes,
dude,
he is.
But I'm telling you this.
300-pound dude's just
right
rolling
here,
up on you in a pile will fucking take you out.
Right here, you heard it here. The same is going to happen to Oregon's quarterback, Marcus Mariota. That guy already has knee problems, and they're already talking about he's the number one pick in the draft. Anybody who drafts that guy, just know you're about to go through what RG3 and the Washington Redskins are going. His legs are too fucking skinny.
I think the same thing about Manziel. That if you're going to scramble, you're not going to fucking be around long.
If
you're not going to be around long.
If you don't draft people from the SEC, you're crazy, because that's just minor league football.
Oh, well, first of all, SEC quarterbacks are dog shit. They've always been dog shit. And that's why whenever the SEC goes and plays a team that has great quarterback play, they get lit the fuck up. It's the truth. When was the last – Matthew Stafford was the last great SEC quarterback. And he came out how many years ago? 8 years?
Quarterbacks are a different thing. I'm talking about every other position, though.
Yeah, but we're talking quarterbacks
are just
right now.
Like, who would think a guy from University of Miami would be? I mean, look.
Dude, the SEC is overrated.
Manning's an SEC guy. Both Mannings are SEC guys.
Ole Miss and Tennessee.
Yeah, and they came out years ago. I'm telling you. Here's what's going on at the SEC.
But there's only six or seven good quarterbacks. Ben's from University of Miami. I mean, you can't – a quarterback, you never know where it's coming from. But linemen,
there's only seven
–
well, no, eight now that have rings in the whole league. There's only eight.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are multiple guys.
Yeah.
And how many, I mean –
that's out of 32. And Russell Wilson just got his last year. Yeah. The year before that, Flacco just got his. So prior to that, there was only six fucking guys forever who had rings in the NFL.
Right.
You have to be able to sit in that pocket and think quickly.
Yes, you have to sit there.
And you take
there.
Those six, and I'll, Dan Marino. And I'll take Andrew Luck. That's about it. The rest of them are like, eh.
Philip Rivers, as much as I don't like Philip Rivers, he's still.
Philip Rivers has never won a game that ever
he's
mattered.
He's a good fucking quarterback.
He's never won a game that ever. And you know what? He's a finger pointer. And you know what? Dan Marino was a finger pointer. And finger pointers never win in the NFL. Because nobody
Jay
wants
Cutler.
A,
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler never won a Super
Bowl. Yeah,
I'm
with you, but he's a finger pointer. Right. And he's SEC.
Right, but he's a finger pointer. Is. People don't like finger pointers in the NFL.
I didn't know Marino was. He used to call guys up.
You.
Dude,
you know what?
There's audio of him like calling out one of his calling him the N word. Stop being and start playing the fuck
for real.
Yeah.
Of Marino.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. How come that?
I don't like
making
the way you guys are saying black.
It's a billion years ago. I mean, the picture's grainy, you know? But my opinion is this. The SEC, they have Auburn number two, and I understand that Auburn's schedule is quote-unquote. Stop, Joe. I'm going to make this point, and you can go off. The SEC, everybody's always like, the SEC's best. We're told they're the best because this preseason poll tells us who the experts think are the best. And it's based off of paper tiger stuff. So you're telling me that the 8 out of the top 10 teams are SEC teams based on nothing more than just talking heads telling. Listen, talking heads telling us this. So now what happens is the SEC, they schedule two teams. Other SEC teams that haven't played anybody that we're just told are the best, and then cupcake teams. Now, Auburn, which has the quote-unquote second hardest schedule, or the hardest schedule in the history, they're saying in the history of the NCAAs.
Come on.
That's what they're saying right now. It's the hardest schedule in the history. They go into Kansas State, which has, it's the same thing, schedules these either cream puffs or their own league. And
Kansas
then go,
State, is that a modeling school? I never, did they play football?
Auburn just goes in there.
Kansas
barely
State.
Beats Kansas State. Barely goes out, luckily. Should have lost that game.
It was a trap game.
It should have been. Okay.
It was a trap game.
But the point is this. This is the – now I look at playoff projections. This one on SB Nation or Deadspin, either one. They had him – Auburn is the number two team in college football. The second seed team in this playoff system.
I watch a lot of
based off of what?
Right.
Because
based
they're
off
great
what?
Teams. I watch those games.
There are men
playing on the offensive line and men playing on the defense and high school all Americans up. That's where they grow football players. You take out Florida State, dude. The next 5-6 teams that are really, in my opinion, the best teams are they're right there, dude. South Carolina, Georgia, Auburn, Alabama. LSU's a little down this year. I think Missouri's down this year.
What has Georgia
Texas
done?
A&M.
What has Georgia
right.
done?
They beat
what
South Carolina.
Has Georgia done? And what
South, South Carolina
no,
done?
No, South Carolina beat Georgia, and South Carolina got fucking murdered by Texas A&M.
And South
who
Carolina.
Just came out.
That's right. They did beat. I'm sorry. I got yeah.
And Texas A&M, who was a doormat team in the Big 12.
They were.
And let's admit it, that's why they left, because they wanted to go to the SEC so they get out of Texas.
No,
fucking.
They left because the SEC and ESPN wanted a team from Texas to be
100%. It is in the – dude, ESPN is no different than Fox News when they conform consent. They keep telling you – you remember when Alabama lost – what was it? Alabama or maybe – last year, there was going to be maybe a two-loss team.
Oh, when they ran the kickoff back?
Or yeah.
And
all ESPN did, damage control. And they're
or
talking heads.
Missed field goal was missed field goal.
Yeah, they tried to kick a field goal.
Right,
and caught Auburn runs.
Yeah. But Sam, if Oregon, let's say Oregon. If Oregon had to play, I take the trap out of it. If Oregon had to go and play in South Carolina, in Florida, in Georgia, in Tennessee, at Texas A&M, they would not be undefeated or have one loss.
I'm telling you, bro.
Those teams
they would
top.
Do way better than you thought. They do no different than what Texas A&M has done the last 2 years when they just played the Big 12 before that. Then they went in the SEC and wrecked shop, man.
But they didn't win the SEC.
But they didn't do bad either, man. You're saying that Oregon would go in there and get their asses
no,
handed
I'm
to them.
I'm saying they would be like
they would go
they
10
like
and
eight,
1. They would
like
go 10
and
2.
They wouldn't beat Alabama.
I disagree, dude. I disagree. I think Alabama – I'm going to say this right now. If Alabama came to the Pac-12 and had to play all these fucking quarterbacks that are fucking monsters, they would not do as well as you think they would do. They go into the – Alabama picks and chooses who they play. Alabama, when everyone else is playing a hard, like, in-conference – they'll schedule, like,
Air
whoever
Force.
Fucking Ryan Sickler played soccer for. That's the Ryan Sickler Community College.
Gainesville Community College.
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
They did last year. I'm like, we're 12 games into this season. Why is Alabama playing this community college? They got lit
I agree.
Up in the
you
fucking
should never
bowl
play
game.
Because who cares? Dude, they weren't in the championship.
You know why
game.
I care?
A lot of teams.
Because I don't like ESPN telling everybody what works so they can make more money. They're ruining college sports by trying to make a mini NFL, and it's ruining sports. Mm-hmm. They've destroyed the Big East. I'm pissed at them about it. They destroyed it by trying to tell everybody you got to be in one of these three fucking
games. I agree with you about destroying the Big East. We went through that. But you know what?
It's, oh, sorry.
But it, no. But
sorry
it,
about that.
No.
Don't want to ruin your podcast
no,
show.
No. But it's made me like the SEC because I see it is. It's better than the NFL. Dude, the games go faster. There's more hitting. There's
why does the SEC deserve two people on the playoff committee? You know why? Because ESPN wants to make sure that their investment has as many people in that playoff as possible.
Condoleezza Rice is on the committee.
Yeah, that's a fucking tragedy, but that's a whole thing.
I don't give
the
a
fuck. The SEC is fucking overrated. And I'm going to say it, dude. It's overrated.
They probably are overrated. But they still have great football.
I'm with you on that, but they're not this head and shoulders above everybody else. And you've seen stories about it, and you've heard other teams, other conferences talk about it. As soon as a player commits to an SEC team, if he's a four-star player, they automatically bump his star up to five. It's all – everybody's in on it because they just – it's like – and this is going to get weird – what the U.S. does with third world dictators, okay? Why do we want one guy in there? We'll pay a corrupt dude so we can only pay one dude, then have to pay off a whole entire country.
That ISIS
that's exactly
was some sick
what it
shit
is.
On 60 Minutes?
Yeah, they're sick.
Did you
fuck
see that?
But us, okay, I don't want to get into that whole shit, but I will, but I don't want to. I'm just saying the SEC is completely overblown, and they're just forcing it down our throats, and I love that they're – I love a playoff system.
I don't think they're forcing it down our throats as much as, like, the WNBA, though.
No, that's 100%. I mean –
Soccer. I think they force soccer down my throat. But I don't mind. I like soccer. But I'm just saying, like, I think they force – I don't think the SEC's forced down our throat nearly as much as other things they've done.
Dude, I mean, Auburn's
fucking
number
auto
two
racing, whatever that fucking
this
redneck fucking shit, that's forced down our throat.
Have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
Fucking I know. I go watch on the 605. It's that's fucking auto
no,
racing.
Dude,
let me
actually,
tell you something.
NASCAR's pretty cool.
I'm a diehard football fan. I took an Amtrak in Burbank out to California 500. Didn't have to drive at all. Dropped you off on the track.
So you didn't participate in the athletic event then?
I went into the middle of the track where some friends had an RV and had been partying and all night. Got up. Just this side of the stands is covered, just one side. And they go out, they start warming their tires up. And I naively thought, it's just going to be a bunch of dudes driving in fucking circles. My friend's a diehard football fan. This shit's going around. He just looks at me. He's like, this makes Sunday fucking football look like a picnic.
Dude.
And I'm telling you, it was something fucking else. To watch guys 200 miles an hour right up on each other's asses, shooting around. It was fucking awesome.
I get it.
I'd rather watch football.
Driving a car.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
It's not being an athlete. It's not doing something athletic.
Well, I'll say this. That's athletic. But I'll agree with you. I have a real problem with people who call sports that aren't sports. To me, there's got to be a fucking defense. Someone or something trying to stop you from doing whatever the fuck it is. Golf is not a fucking sport. Cheerleading is not a fucking sport.
What is it then?
Swimming. And again, I'm not trying to diminish anyone because people are like, Michael Phelps, most decorated Olympian ever. It is
– Stoner.
It's a high – yes, he is. Baltimore guy.
A
highly skilled athletic activity. It's not a sport. To me, a sport – and again, I'm not trying to take away from track and field runners. They're fucking world-class athletes. No doubt. But what they participate in is a world-class activity. Unless someone's running off the fucking side trying to tackle you running around that track, it's not a fucking sport. To me, what defines sport is a defense. So you could classify NASCAR because cars are trying to stop you.
And there's teams that are working together.
There are. Football, of course. Basketball, of course.
I understand what you're saying.
Tennis.
I think it's shoved
all
down
of it,
my
hockey,
throat.
All of it. But to me,
I
it's
think
not
tennis
a sport.
Is shoved down my throat.
There's a lot of tennis.
When I watch tennis, I feel like I'm just waiting to die. That's how boring it is. They don't even one camera. It's just, it's like glorified ping pong, but they're running. I mean, the Russian
ping
chicks
pong's
are hot.
Sport.
Yeah, but I
but
feel
I
like
see
tennis
naked.
Is so niche that it's like.
Well, why is it shoved down our throat? Except the hot black chicks and the hot Russian chicks. I just want to see them dance. I don't need to see them fucking play tennis. It's
I
like
do
a
like
waste of my
morning,
fucking
everybody.
Time.
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you on that one, too. I do like NASCAR. I think it's great. It's like Bill Burr said to me before, but you only have room for so many sports to really get behind, and I'm full. I'm
yeah.
Like NBA, UFC, NFL, and then I'm – I mean, I love the Dodgers, but, I mean, if I could watch an exhibition game of the Clippers – versus a Dodger game, I'm going to walk. Yeah. I mean, that's just me. I love the
I watched
that.
Three preseason hockey games yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
So he loves hockey. I'm baseball, football, and then I'll throw in an occasional college football, college basketball, boxing, UFC. But yeah. My primary two are baseball and football.
So would you consider baseball a game or a sport? Because I've had conversations with people that think that baseball is a game.
There's a defense.
Not a sport.
Well, baseball is a sport because there's a defense. My whole definition is defense.
Baseball has a problem in that they were – someone did a story like the amount of time pitchers – now take the pitch is the longest it's ever been in the history of sports because all they're trying to do is ham it up for the camera. They want as much camera time as they can so that like
that's always why I feel like those special teams dudes after the ball's out of the end zone and the guy's walking off they still sprint right down in there because they know that camera's sitting
yeah.
there. Like, there I am.
Baseball needs trimming. Here's what baseball needs to do.
Let's talk about it. I'll tell you exactly where they can do it.
Of the game. The amount of games, dude, there are too many baseball
There don't
games.
Need to be 162 games.
There's about 30 to 40 too many games.
What they need to do is work on that instant replay. If the managers could have like a flag and throw it onto the field instead of having to walk out there, talk to the fucking umpire.
Well, that's strategy because your guy's up in the booth watching the replay and then he can tell you yes, challenge, or no challenge.
It should be the guy in a booth. That says, why can't they pay an extra guy, a fifth umpire, to sit up top and go,
let's leave it back to human error.
You made the call. No, because
you've taken all the arguments out of baseball. That was a fun part when a manager would come out and fucking go nuts and then get
fucked. It was fun when there was only three sports, when it's like, oh, there's boxing. And there was white guys playing baseball for the whole summer, and then that's it. I mean, now that there's a million other things to do, who wants to watch a bunch of geriatric old – like, Earl Weaver's dead. Like, that's never – no one wants to see a bunch of old men yelling at each other.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, man.
Earl Weaver has the best soundbite ever.
Dude, there's a – that whole radio call-in show is fucking awesome.
But
here's where you can trim back baseball. Fucking coming down – coming down? Really? That's Little League shit. You don't need a practice fucking throw to second base.
Yeah.
You don't need to warm up. Okay, Tom Brady, if he's on the sideline for 10 minutes because Peyton Manning's got a drive going down the field, when Tom Brady walks back on the field, he doesn't get the soft toss for fucking 2 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Stay warm.
And you're warming up out there. Why do you need –
you don't need to fucking come in and warm up. Too bad. That should be part of the game.
Turn and burn.
Turn and burn. Get stay in the fucking batter's box. You don't
and
need
you
to undo your goddamn.
Step out of the box. You
get one. You don't need to undo
your
shit
your
every fucking time. Yeah. You don't need to do all
cut
that shit.
Cut the amount of pitcher changes. La Russa ruined baseball that way.
Throwing the ball down after you strike a guy out.
Well, in playoffs, I like that. I love pitcher changes because that becomes the chess of the sport.
I'm fine with that,
Not
too.
Not in July.
But remember when back in the day in the 80s and shit, 70s and 80s, if a guy was coming in from the bullpen, they drove his ass in.
Right.
They drove him in. One of the most able-bodied people on the planet, a professional athlete, and he's being driven to the fucking mound.
The best playoff series ever was Don Mattingly's only trip to the playoffs was Seattle versus the Yankees when basically you had Randy Johnson pitching.
I was going to say, was that Ken like Griffey and Buehner and Martinez?
Ken Griffey Jr. scores and everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, that game – man, everybody's going back and forth. This pitcher pitches to this guy. That's the
come in for one guy.
Playoff baseball is amazing.
Yeah,
it just takes 162 games to get to it.
It takes 162 games,
and then it's
to
November,
start.
And you have every other sport's going on.
Yeah,
it should be played the end of September when the leaves.
But hockey's the longest of all the fucking seasons.
Basketball's right behind hockey.
There's I feel like hockey's games. Done, and then hockey's right back.
The best thing about hockey is mediocre. Like the Minnesota Wild versus the Phoenix Coyotes, now the Arizona Coyotes, in February in Minnesota will still be a bunch of country boys, a bunch of Euros playing hard and going for it. You go watch the Milwaukee Bucks versus like the Pistons in January. I can't believe anyone would pay a nickel to see those entitled millionaires not give a shit. About playing hard. The problem with the NBA is too many of them don't
guarantee contracts have ruined the NBA.
Ruined fucking sports.
Yep,
you get that guaranteed money.
You
got to
get rid of it, man. You can't. Dude, you want
to
see what guaranteed contracts
distance to regular Joes.
You want to see guaranteed contracts? Go to the fucking post office. See how those people treat you.
The fucking NBA has had the same about, what, 8 champions for about almost 4 decades.
I used to do a joke. Only 13 people play hard in the NBA. The Utah Jazz and Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
And that used to be it when Sloan used
Blake
to coach
Griffin's
the
there, dude.
Lakers.
You want that guy
I know that was like
Clippers,
a 10-year-old joke, but I mean
Bulls, Spurs, Rockets, Heat, Sixers.
Where'd you put the Clippers in?
They're not. I'm saying they're
who's
about
one. Who's
I'm saying
one?
These are like the 7 or 8 teams that I can think of off the top of my head that have won every championship from
the Clippers
like the
never
80s.
Won anything.
I didn't
yeah,
say
that's
Clippers.
What you're saying. That's what you're saying. Saying it's the same.
I'm saying Lakers. Did I say if I said Clippers, I misspoke? Celtics. I might have said Clippers. I meant Celtics. Lakers, Celtics, Pistons, Bulls, Rockets. Now you can throw the Heat in.
San Antonio.
Spurs.
Sixers won when I was
Sixers,
a kid.
Sixers. And that's about – that's fucking
the
it.
The Bullets won when I was a kid. Wes Unseld.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, you know what it is,
the Supersonics won when I was a kid.
The NBA.
I'm an old man on this show.
Is,
I'm a dinosaur.
Old man.
I'm a dinosaur. I remember when football was a real game. When baseball mattered.
And we got to wrap it up here. The NBA.
We talked about – we didn't talk about hockey. Sorry.
But we talked a little.
Little.
I know, but
we had
just
Ari
got
make
a
fun of
everything this run. But we'll have you back sooner than later, man.
Kidding.
We'll talk hockey once it starts gearing up. The NBA is about to enter its golden age, man. There's going to be so much talent in the NBA, dude. I mean, it is this. They love this draft. This next draft's coming in. There's like,
but these kids don't know how to play basketball.
No, I'm with you.
There is more talent in the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks at 84 could have beat any of these teams, dude.
Dude, these kids are so fucking tall right now, dude. I mean, you got to.
But they don't
Russell
know how to play
6'8".
Yeah,
and he played center.
But
that's
they don't
a
know,
scoring forward.
But they
now,
don't know
right.
how
there's
to play
point guards who are 6'8" now.
They don't know how to. They don't know how to make regular basketball plays.
No, they
let him travel.
That's why Euros
they don't play
are coming.
Defense.
That's why Euros people are drafting more and more Euros, and that's why like these small market teams they're drafting Canadians and Euros because those people don't give a fuck where they play. It's only Americans who are like, I gotta play in a big city market because they just told that for fucking ever. These, I mean, dude, Minnesota, I mean, they're gonna stink for about 2 years, but they're gonna be fun the fucking.
And
watch.
Kids in Yugoslavia aren't their ass hasn't been kissed since they were 10.
No,
so I'm they've learned how to play basketball to the age of 18. Not like here, their AAU coach is just you know. Handing them Nikes
yep.
since they
Everybody
were 10.
Fucking
the AAU teams have ruined the sport. But we'll get
Nike
back to
basically
it.
Ruined the sport.
I hope you had fun.
I had a great time. Thank you for
Please
having me here,
come
Sam
back
Triplett.
Anytime.
Anytime.
We can talk sports all day, every day, twice on Sunday. Joe, thank you so much.
Sammy, this is old school. Guests.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. We had a great show. We'll be back next week. Hopefully Tebow will be here. Ari will be back on. Who knows where he'll be. Mr. World Traveler dropping dick in Euros all over the place. Check out the Crab Feast on LAPodFest.com. Grab their link. Get a discount. Check out the Nolly Show this week. And we'll be back next week. Got a lot of fun stuff going on. Check out PunchDrunkSports.com, man. It's legit. And it's awesome, man. All right. Love you guys. We appreciate you listening. We love your passion. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks, everybody. This has been Punch Drunk Sports. All things comedy. John Lovitz Video Podcast. See you guys later. Take care.
I like the camera.